When I was a little girl, my brother watched these old, scratchy reruns of a black and white TV show featuring a man barely dressed in a loincloth, riding on the backs of elephants and swinging on vines at lightning speed across the jungle, marshaling all of the beasts with that famous yell. Saturday afternoons meant Tarzan, King of the Jungle, on TV, and my sisters and I would find something to do outside. Flash forward several years, this is not your brother's Tarzan. Opening on April Fool's Day, the Children's Theater of Cincinnati presents Tarzan, the stage musical based on the Disney film. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. My guest tonight is the director of the production, Roderick Justice. Mr. Justice, welcome to WVXU.
Thanks, Elaine. Thanks for having me.
Seriously, you're opening a show about monkeys on April Fool's Day?
Ah!
How much fun is
no
that?
It's no joke.
How much fun is this show to direct?
Oh, it is some of the best music, I think, of any Disney film. And Phil Collins, how can you go wrong? Wonderful music. I've got a great team of creators to do the choreography and costumes, puppets. The set is incredible. So this is not one you want to miss.
Tarzan the Musical opened on Broadway in 2006. Has this production ever been done in Cincinnati?
I think a few community theaters have tried to tackle Tarzan. It hasn't been produced professionally in the region, so we would be the regional premiere professionally.
And you were in New York for a while. Did you get to see it on Broadway?
I did not. So I'm coming into this production with virgin eyes. I'm not coming in with ideas that came from Broadway. Mm-hmm. I am trying to create something that's original and fresh.
Now, unlike the Johnny Weissmuller TV show or the other movies, this Tarzan is a musical. Who wrote the music?
This is all Phil Collins' music.
The Phil Collins.
And he has put together some great tunes. There's different styles of music that are embedded in the show. And we've got a tremendous troupe of vocalists that will be singing some of the most beautiful music that I think Disney's ever tackled.
Wasn't there a hit song that came out of this musical?
You'll Be in My Heart was one of those numbers. There's a great, fun scat number called Trash in the Camp that when all of the gorillas stumble upon the human camp, they find all of the things that will make noise, and there's a stomp number in the middle of this great musical.
Did you choose this show, or did this show find you?
I've been wanting to do this show for about 5 years now. We have to find the right place in our season, and this year just felt right.
And that place, of course, is the Taft Theater with limitless resources for stage magic, right?
Absolutely. We will have things flying through the air, bungees with our apes bunging all over the stage, swinging ropes, swinging vines, and, of course, a giant turntable on stage.
Have you directed for the Children's Theater before?
Yes. This is probably my 13th production directing with the Children's Theater, and I've been with the company for a little over 10 years.
My guest this evening is Roderick Justice, director of the musical set to open on April Fool's Day, Tarzan, the stage musical. Roderick, how do you approach directing for children differently than directing for adults, or do you?
Well, you never want to underestimate the child. They are very intuitive, and they are extremely honest. So when you approach children's theater, you have to approach it from a place of honesty. You never want to talk down to the child, but you do want to be able to never talk over the child. So you have to constantly find that perfect balance in communicating with the audience that we speak to, which is audiences of all ages. So we get kids in there that are under 2, and then we get them all the way to 99, the big kids like us.
Is that something you find you have to occasionally remind your actors about, or does it come naturally to them as well?
Absolutely. We do an age check to make sure that this isn't going over their heads. Even though so many of our audiences are so intuitive, we get letters and drawings all the time after the kids come to see our shows, and I think, wow, they just drew the entire set. I didn't think they would catch that, but these little elements, they're very in tune to what we're doing up on the stage.
And there's some pretty well-known Cincinnati actors in this cast. I saw Tyler Kuhlman is the title character, Tarzan. Spring Star Pillow back on stage, DeAndre Means. Some of these actors have performed with the Children's Theater before. That's a really amazing company that has grown and continues to grow every year. You're doing some pretty remarkable theater. Why do you think that children's theater has caught on so well in Cincinnati?
I think that children's theater has always been relevant and important and has been a great jewel in the crown of Cincinnati. I think now people are starting to notice as social media is taking hold, we're able to have another platform to tell our story, and more people are hearing our story and excited about the Children's Theater of Cincinnati.
How are rehearsals going?
We are all set and ready to go. It's been an amazing experience. The hardest part is rehearsing without flying, without a turntable, without all those technical elements that we don't get to see until a week before we open.
So you have to have all of the lines and music learned really, really well before you get into the facility, I guess?
Absolutely.
So what are some of the other tricks you have up your sleeve to keep the attention of kids who are used to, you know, watching images change every half second on their various devices?
You are going to see an amazing array of costumes done by our resident costume designer, Jeff Shear. These gorillas will have animalistic qualities, but we want to make sure that they understand that you'll see some human elements with the gorillas as well as we try to tell the story, which is the heart of this piece, that we're all on this planet together.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I was kind of thinking about Tarzan along the lines of the Jungle Book. It's a boy who grows up amongst animals, but Tarzan was a little more fierce than Mowgli.
Yes, he was fearless.
Tarzan was the king of the beasts.
Absolutely. He has a power that is unlike any other hero told in literature. He's very earthy and raw. And in reading the books, as I read the book late in life, and I examined the differences, and in the time that the book was written, it was a very different time. So the stories are very different, yet they have the same heart at the core of it all.
And I think it's a very relevant message right now for everyone, particularly young people, to see what you said, that we're all here on the planet together, that we have to share it, we have to live together, and that families look different. What's the change that happens in Tarzan when he meets Jane?
Jane is played by an amazing actress, Miss Liz Sunderhouse. The moment when our Jane walks onto the stage is so dramatic because Jeff has costumed her in this vibrant gold yellow, and it's a color that you don't see on any other characters. So automatically, she's very different from everything that you've seen. She comes in halfway through the show. So we've established this very earthy costume plot and setting, and all of a sudden, here comes this Victorian girl into his life, and he's completely stunned by her beauty, but also the fact that he's never seen another one like him. He struggles as a child with being the only one in his family, his tribe, who looks like he does.
This is the last production for the season for Cincinnati Children's Theater. There's a link on our website, wvxu.org, with information on how you can get tickets to the show. What is up for next year with Children's Theater?
Well, we are launching our first ever Showtime stage series, which is a very different experience that you're going to see at the Taft. It will happen at our new facility on Red Bank Road. That first production will be The Cat in the Hat by Dr. Seuss. So it's going to be a great summer production. It's going to run for 5 weeks. The next season, we have an amazing main stage season. We'll open with Peter Pan Jr., followed by a new pantomime, Cinderella, which we've never done a panto on our stages. And it's going to be very exciting to see all of the audience reaction and all the vibrant characters that come to life. We'll wrap up our season with two more productions. This time next year, we'll be doing Madagascar, DreamWorks Madagascar, based on the film. And we'll wrap up our main stage season with Disney's Mary Poppins Jr. But we'll also have one more show in the Showtime stage series. And that's a show called Polka Dots. And it's a new regional premiere musical based on Ruby Bridges and the Little Rock Nine. Lily Polka Dot is the first polka dot to attend her all-square school. It's a great show with a lot of heart. And I think audiences are going to love the story.
Come back and talk about it, will you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
My guest has been Roderick Justice, graduate of Northern Kentucky University, actor, and this time around, director of the production Tarzan the Stage Musical, based on the Disney film, April 1st through 9th at the Taft Theater Cincinnati. Link to Children's Theater of Cincinnati through our website, wvxu.org. Break a leg, don't break an arm, don't slip on any banana peels. Roderick Justice, thanks for visiting Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal.